Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why don't me and you start a pickling company called Pickleless Tink?
That's good.
Two comics just making pickles.
That's good.
I don't want to cheat on my wife. I don't want to cheat on her at all. And I love her. I love her more than I wish I loved her. But I wouldn't mind having like a young chick to impress. Like a 25-year-old chick that you could be like, take a look at my tour bus. She's like, whoa. As opposed to my wife going, $125,000.
Yeah.
That's a fucking waste of money.
Well, this might settle your mind somewhat. I can tell you for a fact that a 25-year-old woman will not be impressed with you.
You don't think?
No.
This is a dream episode for me. Our guests today, two of the best comics working, Tom Papa and Brian Regan.
Hey.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Did you bring presents?
I did.
What do you got? Let's make a cocktail. Do you guys want a cocktail?
I would love
sure.
a cocktail.
Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
I brought you some of my bread.
Dude, can I tell you
that? I baked that this morning. It came out this morning. Perfect timing for your show.
Tom has a fantastic show. Where you go around and you just basically see, it's not just bread, it's all baked goods.
All baked goods. I could do a show just on bread. I love it so much.
Passion begets passion.
Yeah.
When you find someone passionate about something,
yeah.
Like all of us are extremely passionate about stand-up.
Right.
But when you find someone that has any passion about anything, you don't even have to ask any questions, they just tell you about it.
I wasn't trying to get a show. I got into baking bread several years ago with my daughter, and I got obsessed with it and just kept getting better at it. And when I would travel, doing stand-up, I'd go visit bakeries and see where they get their flour. And this production company heard about it because it caught on social media, and then we ended up with a show.
I watched your show. It's phenomenal. But what's amazing about it is just how interested you are as a host.
Yeah.
Like I had a show on Travel Channel where I rode roller coasters. I don't like roller coasters. And so it was hard for me to get enthused about roller coasters.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool.
You gotta fake it.
And then the whole time I'm like, I gotta fucking ride that thing. Ugh. And then I got
panic
attacks.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you that like when you were auditioning.
Yeah.
I had never
to be the host of the roller coaster show.
That's how I got it. Is that
you
I
would
never...
think somebody along the way would go, do you like roller coasters?
I'd never ridden a roller coaster, and everyone had. So everyone else, once you've ridden a bunch of roller coasters, you're just like, that was fun. But if you'd never ridden one, my reaction in the audition was like, mother of God, I lost my shit. And they're like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I started getting panic attacks about getting locked in.
Oh, no.
Because I got locked into a roller coaster one time for 45 minutes, perpendicular or horizontal to the ground. It's one where you...
Upside down?
They put you flat so it feels like you're flying.
Oh, no.
We come into the station, and the lady says, all right, it's going to be a minute. We got to wait at the engineer out here.
Oh.
No, I'm the host of it. I have camera gear. I have everything on me. I'm even tighter than everyone else. And I said, and I'm facing the ground. I was like, hey, how much longer are we talking? She goes, it's going to be a little bit. We just called the engineer. That something's broken. He's going to come out and fix it.
Oh, no.
And this poor woman had to come and sit crisscross applesauce underneath me and hold my hand. Because I was having a panic attack.
Oh my God.
How high are you?
Right here, because we were in the station.
You think this sounds kind of fun?
I thought he was like way up there.
You're like, this sounds pretty good.
She gets a ladder. The
whole thing about being terrified, and it ends up, so this woman sits next to me.
On the ground.
And she holds my hand. I'm like, I'm picturing you 900 feet up in the air.
Where's
I'm like,
the scary part?
Well, this is terrifying.
You're 4 feet off the ground? That's it?
I could fall and maybe hurt myself a little.
I could fall. I'm making rum runners, gentlemen, for a cocktail.
Oh. Rum runner. I don't think you paid enough respect to the
Tell rum. Me about your mother load.
What kind of show is this?
Isn't that what it's called?
No.
What's it called?
Mother load.
What's the thing, the
it's
yeast?
Disgusting.
What's the yeast that you got to have the one yeast that sits there,
some people do call it a mother.
Oh, that's what it is.
Or it's called a starter. Mother load.
Mother load.
I mean, I know when you come out to the valley to film stuff, it might get weird.
But that's load. What I had heard it called, in the one in San Francisco is the oldest one in the world, right?
No, there's older starters than that. Sourdough starter is like... the way bread was first made was people put flour and water and it was just out. And all of a sudden it started to bubble and stuff. What they didn't realize at the time, thousands of years ago, was that yeast that's flying around us all the time goes in and starts to eat it. And it starts to, and it excretes gas, and it becomes, that's yeast. Before we had dry yeast, that's how people made bread 14,000 years ago. And so when you create that concoction, you keep it in your refrigerator. It's a living organism. And you have to feed it flour and water like once a week. Wow. To keep it alive. And then whenever you want to make bread, you scoop a little out and you bake.
Can't you like go to the grocery store and buy like a...
Not really.
A loaf of bread? Like they have a bread section.
Not really.
And you go,
they can say that about us. Because comedy. I turn on America's Funniest Home Videos.
You would think so.
And by the way, it's funny as shit.
And everybody says that they're getting fat from bread and they can't eat bread because they're not eating bread.
We're going to make homemade butter in a second.
Ew. I mean, good.
We're going to make homemade butter and...
That you should buy.
By the way, I'm guessing how this is made. I'm not sure I'm making this properly. We may just want to cut to beer after this. I don't know what I'm doing, and I think I'm fucking this up royally. That's
take your time.
The drink, or
that was a lot.
It was a lot of liqueur. I know.
Yeah.
Hey, do you really drink a shot of peach schnapps before you go on stage?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do, because it's a ceremonial thing. I used to have a shot of tequila before a show, but I didn't like what it did to me on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be drunk.
Why were you?
I've never done a shot of peach schnapps before.
Why do you? So it doesn't make crosses? You. It doesn't give you a buzz when you're on stage.
No, there's so little alcohol in it that it's. I just like whoever's in the room with me. Let's do a shot of chill. It's like a toast.
Oh, nice.
And hey, boom, and then go out on stage.
Have you ever lost
so
on stage,
great.
Brian? Like spun out?
Yeah.
What really? Do you mean, like panic attack?
No. Like just where you're like. That's cool. There's a coyote just walked through.
Oh, look at that.
Close set there, wow. Lassie.
I've had what I call pre-YouTube moments where like, like if YouTube had been around when I was first, you know, trying to figure out how to be on stage, would have stopped me.
What would be your toast? Yeah.
Give the toast that you're about to go on.
Here's to the wind. It's just.
This is my impression of Brian.
Made my joke.
This is my impression of what I'd wish Brian Regan's pre-stage toast was. We're going to light these motherfuckers up.
Fucking motherfuckers are going to be laughing their fucking balls off. Oh, boy.
That's interesting.
It's very mild.
It's adorable.
Yeah, and then you
but
hit
it's
the
fun.
Stage. Yeah, it's a fun thing.
I might incorporate that in my life.
Do you have the schnapps guy, like who's responsible to bring the bottle backstage?
It's supposed to be decoy. It's in my rider, you know?
Oh, nice.
I've got like three things on my rider. Peach schnapps.
Yeah.
Some chewing gum.
Right.
And a Sharpie.
Oh, really?
That's it?
Well,
yeah, somebody...
I put a toothbrush on there.
Ah. That's a good one.
And floss.
Ooh! Oh, do you ever shower at the theaters?
No.
I love it.
No.
I love it.
I always think like only Tom Jones.
Dude, and that's why I do it. That's why I do it.
Only Tom Jones has used this shower.
Me too.
I always see him coming off stage all sweating and hopping in the shower. Yes. Tom Jones and Bert.
Dude, I don't think I'm doing this right.
This is going to be so much worse than the...
This is going to be horrific compared to what we just had. By the way, at this pace, we're never getting anything done tonight.
What's in a rum runner? I don't care.
Light rum, dark rum, banana liqueur, which I did not put in there. I did put in orange juice, pineapple juice, a splash of grenadine, strained over fresh ice with 150 rum, rum 51 on the top, lid on fire.
What's your washing hands policy?
That's my cup. I don't wash my hands for my cup. I don't like to. I like to keep it, you know, pound of dirt type theory. And then I wash my hands for your cup.
Are you going to hand us the drink like this, where your fingers are down?
By the way, I grabbed the shot glass.
Here you
like
go.
That.
That's always the most awkward thing when somebody, like, they were in the restroom, they come back, and here's your cocktail, and you're like,
thank you.
All right, so here's my favorite thing about today. All I could think of was, what really dirty joke have you guys witnessed in your life that you guys can't tell on stage, but want to tell on stage and want to give to me for me to put in my new hour? Like, you ever notice when you're having anal sex and like, oh, it's not gonna fit in my act, but Bert'll like this.
I have a hard time remembering those jokes. I have a cute one. I have a cute joke.
What's that?
But I don't have like a real dirty joke.
Well, we'll do that and we'll filth it up.
All right.
You know, you tell the joke and then we'll figure out how to make it dirty.
All right, good. It's a two-parter.
Okay. Do I have to say that when I start it? This is a two-parter.
No, this is inside baseball. Why did Sally fall off the swing?
I don't know. Why?
Because she had no arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Not Sally.
All right, make it dirty. Wow. Go.
This little bitch, Sally.
Why did Sally fall?
This is a three-parter. This is a three-part joke.
Why did Sally fall off the swing?
Why?
Her pussy was full of rocks. Knock, knock, rock fall, rock fall, rock fall. You know what the joke? You know what the clean joke I wrote today is?
rock fall, rock fall.
I almost hit two guys on bird scooters today. I was shooting for three. You guys gonna wait?
How's
for
that drink coming?
Oh, here we go, guys. Yeah, drink right up. Drink right up. That's why I don't do clean comedy, guys. Sometimes I say to myself, I can do clean, and I go, why don't I just write an hour clean?
Yeah.
And it really is the hardest thing to do.
That's all we do.
I know, everyone looks up to what you guys do, and no one looks up to, like, just a dirty comic.
You know who doesn't look up to what we do? A lot of 20-year-old dudes. A lot of dudes are like, why aren't you cursing?
Do you
ever feel that? Like, that the cool kids want you to be dirty?
Yeah, but I try to resist the temptation.
Yeah.
You know?
After a while, it's not even a temptation, right? Like,
I'm just putting this out in my drink. It's not working the way you said it would work. I'm just putting this out.
Are you trying to light that all on fire?
So, okay, well, it's supposed to be fire coming off of these.
Wow. How did you get a cooking
show?
We'll
see this on TV. That was added.
I just put a match out in my face.
You stick it up.
I was supposed to light it on fire. I just made it taste like someone took a shit and doesn't want anyone to know. Wait, these are your guys'.
Hey. Can I have a match?
All right.
Can we do the match trick with ours?
It's supposed to be on fire.
A rum runner.
All right. Hey, thank you.
I hope it tastes good.
Thank you.
There's a floater. It's a lot. It should be burnt.
This is like when you sneak alcohol when you're a teenager from your parents and you don't know how to drink. You're like, let's try this rum.
Oh. I heard that if you mix Jack Daniels and tequila together.
That is terrible.
That is horrible. It should be mixed together, I think. If that had caught on fire, that would have been better.
I feel like it should be mixed together with other things.
I know. I don't think I did it right. And sadly, my instructions are now soaking wet.
No, that... Can I have the straw back?
Yeah. How old were you when you started doing stand-up?
Right out of college, 21.
Jeez, how old were you?
I was like 28.
I was 26. You were 28?
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that when I started. It would have made me feel so much better about myself. When I started at 26, I was the oldest kid, the guy starting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one was my age starting, and I was like...
Were you doing it at the ball pit at McDonald's? Clean jokes.
What was your first good joke?
My first joke, I wouldn't say it was a good joke, but I remember like the first joke that hit, and they're giving out condoms to kids in junior high now. I said, when I was in grade school, you needed 3 notes and a blood test just to get a ride on the bookmobile. And it was like, it had structure. It was like a joke.
What was your first joke that worked?
I'm not going to be able to top him with the structure.
The bookmobile.
I did an impression. I said, y'all like impressions? And, you know, they're going to say yes. And I say, all right, here we go. And then I would turn and I would go. You got anything to eat, man? You got anything to eat? Because I'm starving. And I go, that's Randy Johnson. He lives across the street from me. And then we get a big laugh. And this was before Randy Johnson, the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, because now people go, well, that doesn't look like, sound like Randy Johnson,
the
pitcher.
That's the first thing I thought.
It's such a great comedy name, too.
And then I was at the same club for so long that people started knowing my routines, right? So I would go, you got anything to eat, man? Because I'm starving. And occasionally someone would yell out, Randy Johnson. And I would need a backup, and I would go, what? No, that's Ed Brown. He lives across the street from me. So one time I'm on stage and I go, you got anything to eat, man? Because I'm starving. And a guy goes, Randy Johnson. And I go, no. And another guy goes, Ed Brown.
By the way, today we are making bacon peanut brittle. I'm also going through a peanut brittle phase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bacon peanut brittle.
Bacon peanut brittle. So what we're going to do is we're going to fry up the bacon. We're going to then shatter all the bacon so we have little pieces. We're going to make the peanut brittle candy part right in this. We're going to then, that's very simple, with Karo, water, and
sugar.
And then we're going to use, then we're going to let that cook to about 250. Then we're going to throw in some peanuts, some salt, butter, and then we're going to bring it up to put it in there for 280. And then we're going to splash it with a little bit of this stuff.
You're not going to lick that one?
I don't. Sugar. It doesn't look like a lickable one. Baking powder, baking soda, and a little vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Crumble in the bacon. Bam, we got peanut brittle.
I think it's going to be weird when we watch this and it starts with him saying what he's going to cook. And we go, we talked for a half an hour before that.
In the middle of doing this, I realized I'm cooking bacon. I never told anyone what I was making. Everyone's just like, this whole episode, you never find out what I made. What do you guys think?
NBA fans, with the playoffs kicking off, it's time to bring hoops action into the palm of your hand with my partners at DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, all new customers who bet just $5 on anything will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So what are you waiting for? Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using my promo code BURNING. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and receive $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings has got something for the returning customers as well. Score a no-sweat NBA bet. If sports betting is not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have a shot to win cash prizes. I'm telling you right now, this makes watching sports so much fun. Sports already is great, but when you sprinkle this in, it makes it so much fun. And I love using the Daily Fantasy because we don't have it yet available in LA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use my promo code BURNING and bet just $5 on any wager to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code BURNING only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
What's good about this drink is you get the headache early. Like, you don't have to wait till later.
That's the problem with sweet drinks, is there, like, too much going on. That's why I have a little sidebar.
Yeah, do you have a
You want to make the butter first? You want to make the butter?
Make the butter?
Dude, come on. Tom, you think this is my first cooking show? That's actually my first cookie. This is not my first one I've done. Here we go. It's super simple. Have you ever made butter before?
No.
Dude, this is how the only way I ever had butter growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Tampa, but I had butter. Actually,
they have farms in Tampa?
Yeah, but...
Colonial villages in Tampa?
Yeah, my parents were reenactors.
You had a churn? You had like a churn at your house?
All you gotta do...
Don't get caught in your way.
Is that for 10 minutes.
Oh.
10 minutes.
And do one of those timey laughs, and we're done.
Let's see what we got.
And then pull out a butter thing.
Yeah.
It actually comes wrapped.
Shut up!
Hey!
What?
Should we give this to someone that works here to do for 10 minutes instead of losing Brian for the entire conversation?
And then what do you do?
There.
And then it just butter comes out.
10 minutes.
Hey, Rachel, can you do this for us?
That's all you gotta do?
You just do this, and then, when you get to, 8 minutes, send it over.
That bacon smells good.
Bacon does smell good.
Do you have a bread knife?
This looks like a bread knife.
Serrated? Yeah, there you go.
Is that how you say it? Serrated?
Serrated. I was being cute.
Can you tell, do you want big holes inside there?
Yeah, kind of big. Ooh, that's good.
Well, how can you tell what's good about it?
It's it does have holes, which means that it had a lot of water in it. It was hydrated, so it puffed up nice, and so it's not going to be super dense.
Here,
you might want that.
Wait. I was a salad chef. You never cut like that. You're always supposed to cut like that.
Cut like you've already cut your hand off. You've already cut your fingers off.
That's your protection. You cut like that. You don't want your fingers going forward.
All right, I hear you.
And then you went
right back. Do you mind if I don't do it?
Do you mind if I don't do it?
I hear you.
Do you mind if I don't do it?
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you mind if I use my hand?
I wish you cut yourself right now.
Do you mind if I don't do it? Oh, shit. Ooh. We're going to have to make another round of bacon,
good.
I'll tell you
good
that
job
right now.
Good with your bread making.
Thanks, ma'am.
Brian, are you a cook?
No.
What do you eat on the road?
Oh, you know, restaurant food. I have actually, like, a grill and stuff on the bus and, you know, an oven and all that.
Really?
But I don't know how to, that's a complete waste of space.
Oh, really?
I don't know how to make anything.
Dude, can I tell you?
Like, I looked at it the first day and went, this is fantastic.
Do you remember, Bert, the time when we saw each other in a restaurant with our families? We had all our kids with us.
Yeah.
And you told your daughter that I was a comedian, too. And she's like, he doesn't look like a comedian.
He looks like a cop. Yeah. She said he looks like a cop.
How's that bread?
It's delicious.
Can I try this one?
Yeah, it's yours.
Good bread. That smells good. Good drink.
Yeah, I think it's a wrap. We'll see you next time on Bert's Kind of Cooking Show.
All right, here we go. We're making the brittle. So, we got to get this. God damn it. I wish I had like a sous chef on this. Like somebody just did all the cooking for me and I held the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm working way too hard. Rachel, are you still doing that with the butter?
Like an opening act.
And he's like on a separate set. And you cut over to him cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come back.
How's it been going over there, Johnny?
Where's the peanut brittle?
I'm in the weeds, Bert.
He's working his ass off.
His order was pretty stiff. My daughters and I, a group of friends, were driving to a Dodgers game. And my daughter is telling a joke in the back. And the whole back of the truck is laughing. They're dying laughing. I go, what's this? And they're like, Isla's telling a joke about this guy that comes to school and like tells about safety. And I was like, yeah, Dad. And he says, yeah, put him in the back of the trunk. You punch your hand out and you wave through the thing. That's an aggressive way to make a right turn. I'm dying laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to go great into my act.
John, right?
Reciting John Mulaney's act. She saw him and is telling her friends the way we did when we were kids. And I'm sitting there going, that guy's fucking good. My kid, not only I'm sitting here going, this is fucking amazing.
I like how it's already in your act.
I'm already like, I'm going to steal this. It's going into my act, kids.
You're allowed to steal from your kids.
Oh, dude. Dude, I have stolen from my daughter. So I remember the first joke I ever stole from her. She woke me up one morning. She had her hands behind her back. She goes, guess what's in my hands? I go, I don't know what. She goes, a punch in the mouth and hit me in the mouth. And I go, first thing I said was, did you write that? I was like, because I'm taking that. Hey, do we have a 3/4 cup thing? I can eyeball it, but I don't think that's going to be what
we want.
I think
you can use a cup one and put
that.
Fill it 3/4 of the way.
Oh, I think he's got water in it.
I probably shouldn't have started this so fucking hot. This is going to. That's not how you want to start candy.
Wait.
This is not how you want to start candy.
Wait, what happened to Brian? He was on this cooking show.
I'm completely disfigured.
You're saying Brian Regan has no face. Yeah. Bert was making candy.
He used to.
Bert was making candy? Wait, hold on. Are you sure it's about cocaine? Crack cocaine. He was making crack cocaine.
Next thing you know, Brian has no face.
He has no face.
Cut to...
But you should watch his Netflix show because that's when he had his face.
Hey, what's going on with your Netflix? What are you doing on Netflix? You have 2-hour specials you're doing and a show with Jerry Seinfeld?
He's the executive producer. He's not on camera, but he's like backing me on the show. Yes. It's called Stand Up and Away with Brian Regan, and it's a hybrid show, half stand-up, half sketches. And there you go.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
What is the temperature read on that?
He just candied the. It's
this is going to be really fucking
142,
tough.
138.
Hot as fuck! Mm. All right. Well, we'll just
so, why does Bert not have a hand? He was making candy. The same candy that burned Brian's face off? Yes. It must take a lot of pressure off the cooking when you know it's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, hey, we already pre-made one. We're going to use that one. If this comes out, I'll be shocked. Have you ever tried to make like a pecan pie or something?
No.
Hold on, I wasn't listening to your answer. When you said, I don't know what, I really.
And that's how you save the world.
I don't know anything about your Netflix show at all. I wasn't listening at all.
He's stirring.
Come again?
Wait, Jerry Seinfeld's in a sketch show? Wait, yeah. What? This is starting to bubble over. This is bad. This is candy. We're never doing candy again. So wait, it's stand-up comedy.
Half stand-up comedy, half sketches.
If you could have one dirty comics act where you're like, that is great, who would it be?
Oh. Funniest dirty comic?
Funniest dirty comic.
Bill Burr? Consider him dirty. I mean, he's all over the place, but he can throw some language in there.
I'd say Schimmel.
I think
Schimmel.
He's brilliant.
Robert Whoa. Schimmel.
Oh, Schimmel was fucking great.
Schimmel was dirty.
One of my favorite bits of his was... he took his daughter to the circus, and she said, Daddy, how did they make the bear ride the bicycle? And he goes, how do you think they did it? They nailed his paws to the pedals and they beat the shit out of him.
My favorite joke of his is similar. My favorite joke of his is similar. It's about... Siegfried and Roy. He says, remember when the tiger ate one of the Roys, Siegfrieds?
Yeah.
And he said, how did that happen? He said, well, you know, you take these two lions out of Siberia, you bring them to Las Vegas, you spray paint them white, you put them up on stage with these two gay guys in these spandex suits. At one point, one tiger turned to the other and said, this shit ends tonight.
Oh, man. Funny as hell.
This shit ends tonight. Schimmel.
Oh, man.
Oh. He was a killer.
Yeah.
Do I have to?
How hot is it?
225, but I'm going to go a little higher.
What does that mean?
Just needs to be a little hotter, and then we take it off, I think. This shit ends tonight.
Roar!
Yeah, this is not getting hotter.
I can't write it. I can't tell jokes, and I can't write jokes.
What do you mean?
Like joke jokes, like street jokes. I can't tell a joke at a party. If somebody asks me to tell a joke, I have zero ability.
Because you don't believe it.
I don't know how to, it doesn't feel right to me. It feels like it's not my world.
So wait, what would you classify yourself as, a storyteller?
I don't know.
He tells jokes, but he can't like regurgitate like a street joke.
Like, you have legit jokes.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself observational?
About like no, he's saying like
I can't tell a joke at a party.
Oh, you can't? Oh, I can in a heartbeat. I love those. I
don't know how to do it. I just tell Norm McDonald jokes. I'm sorry?
I tell Norm McDonald jokes.
Right.
I'm being dead serious. He has some of the best jokes. The way he structures things is the most brilliant way. I don't tell it like Norm. I tell it just the joke. Yeah. Just get to it. Tell me about Jerry Seinfeld, because I think most people watching this think they know him from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I know him from a different perspective as a comic. I know him like as a champion of comics, a hero of comics, like liking comedy,
which is
I don't think people think of him that way. I think they think of him differently a little bit. Does that make sense?
No.
No, like I think most people think of him as a sitcom star. They don't think of him as like comic first.
Well, let me say this. That's why I think Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee work so well is because he laughs.
He does that,
Everybody knows he's funny, but he's very generous with the laughs, like you.
Yeah.
Like you, not him so much, but you.
He's super fun. Like he's really like, he is a comedian. Like as for all of the success and, you know, the biggest stars there is, he is a comic. He's just like this. Like you could sit and hang with him. But there's also another gear that he has that's just super smart. Like he's dialed in a way that I don't see a lot of people, like with everything, just everything about his life. He thinks about everything in such detail, and he doesn't really make mistakes. He's kind of a robot that way. I always say he's like going to the comedy chiropractor. Like every time I'm around him and you just hang with him, you come away, you're like adjusted. You're like, oh, being a comedian is a very special thing.
Yeah.
And he reminds you of that.
Yeah.
And makes you want to go out and do it more. That's it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's, he's a special guy.
So you guys are top of your career. Two ultimate headliners. I mean, beyond what where I'm at, where all my friends are at, where you guys are at is next level. Who do you think are the next people? Because you know that you remember the times that Jerry found you guys and thought you were funny. If you could do that to those kids now, who do you think is just murdering it right now?
I just put on my my podcast. You know, I do that live show every week and every month. And I put Mateo Lane on. Do you know Mateo?
Yes.
He is so funny, and he's just so strong and natural, and he's just getting kind of started. I keep an eye on him for sure.
Yeah, what about you, Brian?
So, woman I use occasionally on the road, Taylor Tomlinson.
You know what? Fuck that. I found Taylor. Taylor, if you're watching this, I discovered you. But go ahead, keep going.
I remember seeing her the day before you first noticed her.
She is a murderer. Murderer.
I just was YouTubing and saw her on something, and I was like, wow, very unique and very different. You know, you weren't unique, and funny, clearly, but unique is as important. So I reached out to see if she could, like, do some shows with me, and so she does some shows with me, but she's already, like, blowing past, you know, doing shows with me, but...
Touring with me was not super fun for her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm shirtless doing a meet and greet, having a cocktail going, Taylor, you coming with us when we're at a strip club? She is really funny, man. It's so cool when you see someone young. Like, I remember the first person I worked with that I blew my mind was Tommy Jonigan. He went on, and this kid, his first joke was, I went to a strip club the other day, and it was not a really great strip club, and I'm ruining his joke, by the way. And he goes, and the stripper came up, not that attractive, said, so what do you want me to take off? And he was like, how about my glasses? Okay, we're getting close, 240.
Oh. What's amazing to me is that a lot of...
250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 260. I gotta wait till 260.
Can we edit that down to 1-250?
It's amazing to me.
Sorry, I got so excited. It's 260. How do you guys feel about, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't affect you guys, but the big move in political correctness, what do you guys feel about that? I mean, because someone like myself or Burr definitely feel the brunt of that. Yeah. You guys kind of, you know, kind of.
It's coming.
It's like your audience is, I think your audience is, first of all, I think your audiences are probably pretty cool and would give you a lot of leeway.
Well, it's never about your audience. It's about what other people who aren't fans, right? I mean, if people go see you or Bill, they're in on it. They know you're kidding. They know you're a good person. You could say whatever and they'll give you leeway.
Yeah.
It's people that who aren't fans of you or comedy that make the most noise.
I had somebody come up to me after a show, furious.
What?
Saying, how could you make fun of donuts? I don't know what to say. You know? I'm a freedom of speech guy.
Yeah.
I think people should say things even if they are controversial, even if they are edgy, even if they are politically incorrect. I just draw the line at violence, but words should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
I go the a little. I'm only about violence.
You're for the violence. But not.
But watch your language.
But what? Yeah. Why do you get to use the F word when you're beating people's asses?
Right.
How married are you guys to the bacon in this? It's all burnt.
Burnt is
bacon.
Good.
Burnt bacon brittle.
How burnt is it?
It's pretty burnt.
Is it?
You have to look at the temperature like constantly.
Yeah, this is super fucking. I guess I could just stir it and then just check. It's saying get till it's golden brown. It should look like peanut butter brittle, right?
That pile's
hey,
good.
Hey, Brian, can you grease that for me with some butter?
I don't know what that means.
Just rub. Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Fuck.
Where's the butter? I'll do it.
It's right in there. It's right in there.
Did you just call me Paul?
I just called you Paul.
Who were you thinking of?
Paul.
I was thinking of Paul. Buddies.
Hey, do you have an assistant? Take this out of the show. Do you have an assistant?
No.
I want one so bad.
Yeah. All right,
put that back in.
Yeah, they probably would be good.
I think I could. I want someone to go on the road with me and sit in the back and kind of like jot down if I say something new.
Yeah.
You know? But,
yeah.
Because recording myself has gotten so.
Then you got to pay for someone to travel and they're not, you know, you got to. It's expensive. I just want an assistant to go to the mailbox for me.
Oh, God. I would love to just call someone and be like, hey, what's my day look like?
Yeah. Yeah, what am I supposed to do? I don't know.
If this, I feel like we lost Brian.
I'm greasing the pan.
He's never had to do this before. That bacon's usable.
But is it?
Yeah, just those little pieces on the side aren't.
Okay. Well, I'm making some more, so we should be good. We got to get this to 280 or until golden brown. And I think you want to stir it because you don't want it to stick. Are you still shaking the butter? How's it looking?
It's looking like we're going to be doing this around bedtime.
I haven't even caught a fucking buzz yet. Do you drink a lot?
I drink like a gentleman.
So what's that mean? on the fourth floor?
With frequency, but like cocktail hour.
Really?
A martini.
Which means you and I don't drink like gentlemen.
No.
I abide by like the cocktail hour. Like the people had this figured out for such a long time. You know, the end of the day.
Yeah.
One, maybe two. And then you're good.
I like those movies from the 60s when the guy comes home from work and immediately goes over and makes a drink. And yeah. I'm like, boy, that was the start of some major problems in our world.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Is this supposed to be necessary? That
before you say hello to your family.
Yeah, like, hang on, wife and kids.
Yeah. In the other room, it's just dad's time.
And also the expression, need a drink. You know, you would hear that like in 19... I need a drink. It's like, you're never supposed to need... You can want a drink.
Yeah, right.
You can want one, but you need it more than you want it sometimes. I said to my daughter the other day, I go, can you believe I'm your dad? And she was like, I know, right?
There's nothing more fun than when your kid makes you laugh out loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love that.
Yeah, I keep waiting for that.
I'll send my kids over to your house.
That'd be so great.
Go make Tom laugh.
Do you think that'll work, huh?
I think something was supposed to happen after you did that magic rubbing thing.
Yeah, I think.
And then one solid piece of bacon just fell down in
this in there, right?
Uh huh.
I think what was supposed to happen.
This?
The glove guy was supposed to run in.
Stir. With heat on?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Look, it's getting gooey. That looks pretty good. You're doing all right.
Doesn't look bad, right?
No.
And it's not bacon.
What's the peanut? Where's the peanut? What?
The peanut's in there. The bacon's in there. Now everything's. And then wait.
It looks good like that.
Thanks. Yeah. You got a spoon?
I'm telling you.
Size and dark and
I think
it's dark.
We're done.
No, hold on, guys. Little bowl. We gotta let it cool. Because I want a drink. This looks fucking good, dude. Be honest.
You're doing a good job.
I think it's ready to pour. It looks good. It looks like the right color, right?
It's weird. You expect it to have more of a smell.
Yeah, I know. I'm keep looking around for another ingredient.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
That would have been good to get on camera.
Yeah, right? That would have been really good to get on camera. That would have been... Fuck!
You know where the cameras are, Bert?
Don't look at me! Leave me alone!
Yeah, let's completely block it. This is amazing!
You guys should see this!
Wow. Unbelievable! Can we get a sheet
and close this off.
Okay, fuck the bacon. All right, now we're gonna let it cool.
So bacon's not in there?
It's in there-ish.
Yeah, the crumble.
I'm gonna wash my hands now.
Good idea.
And this gets heated in the oven?
No, it just sits there and cools. Oh. So we gotta let it cool, so we'll have a cocktail, let it cool.
Right.
How's our butter looking?
I don't see anyone shaking anything.
It's not coming? You gotta shake it aggressively, bro.
I have a question. As a gentleman drinker, have you ever been like, fall down drunk?
is this coming around the corner? I got my answer already.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But like when I was in college more than as an adult.
Yeah, like college.
It's happened a couple times as an adult. And I always wake up like, what am I doing? It doesn't happen a lot.
What am I doing and why am I doing it again tonight?
Yeah.
Wait, do you get fall down drunk?
I like to have an occasional binge night, but I like to keep it safe. You know what I mean? Like I'm not driving or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's, but
hey, I have a report. Uh-oh. I just dipped my bread in the spoon of your peanut brittle. Mm-mm. It's good.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean,
just take a little of that and do a little of that.
Right?
What am I supposed to do if I don't like it?
Just pretend.
Do you guys want another drink while we wait for
the whole kernel? I'm good on that.
I'm assuming one of these isn't what you're into. They're a little complicated to make. Does anyone want a Tito's and soda? It's a really nice cocktail. You want another one of those?
Sure.
I'll make one of those easy. I love making those.
On my food show, I fake it all the time.
Oh.
There's only been a couple times where it wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just like, yeah, it's good. My kids are like, you didn't like that one.
Oh, shit.
They're
this is
the
one.
Subtext, like the acting subtext.
Yeah.
Did that again. This one should be really good, Brian. Really good.
When it's like really loud.
I liked it.
Really nice meeting you. You guys are great.
what am I supposed to be doing?
I have bacon all over my hands.
Oh, to put in this?
Yeah, put in yours. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
If you want a bacon flavor. Yeah.
There we go. That's plenty. Thank you.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever purchased that you felt guilty about?
I wanted a pool table. And I go to the store that had the pool tables, and my budget was $1,500 for a pool table. And they had one in the middle of the room with lights on it, and it was on wires, and it was like red with the furly things around all the pockets. And it was $10,000, and I was like, I like this pool table. What am I going to do about this? And I opted not to get it, and I regret that decision.
I faced a similar thing the other day when I was in New York.
Thanks.
Springsteen's show is ending, and everyone says how amazing it is, especially as a writer, you really have to see it. And
Thank you.
It was like $2,000 was the cheapest ticket to see Springsteen.
The cheapest?
Don't eat the butter. And
you guys want to try some homemade butter?
No, it's okay. It's good.
Let's try it.
Somebody shook that for 10 minutes. Try it.
Is it really butter?
That just shook into butter?
Yeah.
Like there wasn't like another step?
It's butter-like. Butter-ish. If we were in a marketing meeting.
I can't believe we Googled that and thought it would be that easy to make butter.
It's good.
Yeah, it's close.
It is. Let me try a little bit.
It needs a little salt.
Is this clean? It does need salt, doesn't it?
No. It's good.
It's good.
I think everything needs salt.
Yeah.
I put salt on it.
How's your blood pressure?
Fine. Not bad, though. I mean, I'm on blood pressure medication.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
And does I it work slow out you down? Hard.
What? It slows my... I have a hard time raising my heart when I work out.
You have to go fast.
Does it?
This is close. It's got to get hard.
Yeah, look how hard it is on the spoon.
I know. It was on the oven, and the oven's on.
That's going into our insides. That hard.
Oh, if we were to eat that.
We did eat it.
Oh, you're right.
You had to give up comedy for 1 year, and you can't pick bread, but you got to get into one artisanal type hobby to try to cultivate into your passion. Mine would be pickling stuff and making root beer.
I've got into pickling. I've been pickling.
Both of your answers are pickling. Of all the things, pickling. I can't do pickling as well. I don't believe this. I want to do pickling.
No, you can't.
I want to do pickling.
There's no room.
We should get together and pickle.
Why don't me and you start a pickling company called Pickleless Tink?
That's good.
good.
Two comics just making pickles.
That's good. You were supposed to stop comedy, though.
It's kind of funny.
Dude, I want to make candied jalapenos. Those are the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. Oh, we're making candy jalapenos. Oh, I guess you got to sit and wait for them to pickle.
Well, that's
it's going to be a 13-day venture.
Pickling isn't very active. You put stuff in a jar and leave it for a couple months.
That'd be a great show.
Pickling. Welcome back at Pickling.
Pickling with Tom and Bert. And you're just
still not
there.
Done. Nope.
What would you be your artisanal thing?
It would be making furniture. I've never made a single thing.
But you think you can?
No, I think I would be horrible at it. But I would just like to try.
Yeah.
I know it would be horrible. That's not the point. It would be just to try to make it. And then once I make it, I know how bad it would be. And then the next time I make it, it would be a little bit better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did the same thing when we put in a pool. I was like, I want to try to make a pool first. Like, we're already going to dig the hole. Let me go in and see if I can make a pool. Uh-huh. Like, I'm pretty sure I could Google it online.
Yeah. And go. I can screw up my thing in the garage. You're going to ruin your whole backyard.
I know.
Just get a digger, dig it out, start spraying concrete everywhere. Why wouldn't that?
Get
why
in, would, kids.
Why wouldn't the network buy that show from me where I go, my name is Bert Kreischer, and I'm pretty sure I can make a pool. Come on.
And every week you do something different.
Dude, I would. I think I could put in a pool, an underground bunker.
Yeah,
like I want to see if I could, like, don't you want to see if you could build a log cabin?
I don't have that.
No.
I don't have that desire.
Make a shoe?
No.
You're saying it like, no. Isn't that just a normal thing? You don't want to make a shoe?
How great would that
Everybody
show?
Wants to make
Why
a you, shoe.
You're weird.
What if I was like, hey guys, my name is Bert Kreischer, and this week I'm making both Brian and Tom's shoes.
I can't make it's peanut like, brittle.
Everything you see can be a show. Hey, what is that, a tire? Hey, Bert makes tires.
Can we get a tire? And then you got to wear my prescription eyeglasses, bro.
Has anyone ever had to go pee in the middle of a taping?
Go pee.
I'm going to be your first guest
yeah.
that is taking a pee break. Where do I go?
Right there, right behind the camera.
I thought he'd be a lot more fun. Right? You're doing great. You're making everybody laugh.
I'm having a good time.
You know,
you're not dude, I'm hanging out
forever.
With my, like,
Shh,
I mean.
He's coming back.
But how old is your oldest?
16.
Really? Driving?
Yeah.
Like, what's the rule? You can only drive within 5 miles of your house?
Yeah, she doesn't go that far. If she's going to go far, she's got to take back roads and not too late.
So but she's like a drunk.
She's a nude. Yeah. Right? You probably she's see her
gonna,
on the
front. Learn
she's going to take back roads. You have a penny in her mouth at all times.
Dad, I keep seeing your comedian friend on the roads.
Dad, I press Bert every day when I'm coming home from school.
You got like the whole roll.
What's your problem, officer? Like an ATM.
All rusty like lips.
ATM on the right one. What's the slot machine?
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. How does it end?
No, we should try to taste our peanut brittle. I think it's hard now. Oh yeah. Oh. And so then you drop it?
Yeah.
And that breaks it?
A little higher. Higher than when you were on the roller coaster.
Okay.
There you
that
go.
That worked a little bit.
That worked pretty well.
Here, drop enough. It on the floor here. And
no,
then
I'm
it'll...
afraid we'll lose it. Oh, here we go. Oh. Ah, dude, we made legit peanut brittle.
Look at that.
Oh, here.
You did it, Bert. We just watched and chuckled.
Oh, shit. I hope this tastes good.
It looks good. Like it's going to taste good.
It looks like it's going to taste great.
It looks like we're not going to shit for weeks. Brian, you doing okay?
I wish there was a better presentation than this. Do we have anything to... Oh, yeah. Thanks.
The camera's over there. You got to, like, lean it.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow, look at that.
Here, we'll get rid of this bad boy. Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Look at that. Straight up peanut brittle. All right, here's
a
real
job.
Test. Let's put it on our butter. All right, don't get too big of a piece because then you have to commit to it.
Have this.
Do you have dental?
Yeah.
Ready?
I like it.
My man any salt and pepper.
Is there salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper in there?
You do that yourself. That's good.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's test it.
So about your
against
pool
the one
show.
We were, in case we didn't make it.
Oh, there's the bacon.
There's the other one we're
going to
use.
Oh, my.
I don't like the way you did the bacon, Rachel, personally.
Let's Rachel, see you made better. This one?
This is the one Rachel made. By the way, Rachel.
This is perfect piece right here. Yeah. Piece with a little bacon in there.
It's a totally different pan grill. Mine's saltier.
Now this is good.
You ever come down in the morning after you've had a fire in the fireplace and the smell of the empty fireplace when it's cold but sooty?
Yeah.
That's what this one's like. No. In a good way.
They're both good.
They're both good, but totally really different. Good.
Totally different. Different. I personally like mine better. I mean, I think mostly because I'm the host of the show.
Now that I see that one, though, the color of this one's starting to disturb me.
Yeah, I'm thinking I didn't cook mine totally.
Yeah.
That there's something funky, wonky going on with ours.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a color of a thing. We're all dads. You've seen that color in a diaper before. It's baby shit orange, honey.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, that is a really, place. I wish I hadn't brought yours out now, Rachel, because mine does look really fucking light-skinned.
No, honey, he's still sick. I don't know what he ate, but it's still coming out orange.
Good bread, good peanut brittle, both versions.
Yeah, nice butter.
Good butter.
Good cocktails. We still have a full fucking...
This is like when you're on your ass and people are like, you still have your health.
All right, we should wrap this up. Gentlemen, I've never really figured out a good outro for these. And that's kind of the, you know, like everyone's got like a little... catchphrase, and my outro is having my guests help me get out of the show.
Right.
So what would be like a great like a little sketch or scene or something's burning.
I don't know.
Cool.
What fucking dicks.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.